Ed Markey, McConnell Sabotaging Green New Deal by Bringing It to a Vote. By Joshua Kaplan on February 13, 2019. Senator Ed Markey, DMA, on Tuesday claimed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, is attempting to sabotage the Green New Deal by bringing the far-left proposal to a Senate floor vote. "Don't let Mitch McConnell fool you. This is nothing but an attempt to sabotage the movement we are building," Markey said in a statement shared to social media. "He wants to silence your voice so Republicans don't have to explain why they are climate change deniers. McConnell wants this to be the end. This is just the beginning. This isn't a new Republican trick," he continued. "By rushing a vote on the hashtag Green New Deal resolution, Republicans want to avoid a true national debate and kill our efforts to organize. We're having the first national conversation on climate change in a decade. We can't let Republicans sabotage it." The Massachusetts Democrats' remarks followed a Republican press conference in which McConnell revealed his intention to bring the Green New Deal to a vote. "I've noted with great interest the Green New Deal. And we're going to be voting on that in the Senate. Give everybody an opportunity to go on record and see how they feel about the Green New Deal," the Senate minority leader told reporters on Capitol Hill. Last Thursday, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Markey unveiled a proposal to transform the U.S. economy with a 10-year national mobilization to shift away from fossil fuels and replace them with renewable energy sources. An outline and FAQ for the proposal detailed eyebrow-raising goals, which included the eventual elimination of necessary air travel and economic security to citizens unable or unwilling to work. Over the weekend, Ocasio-Cortez attempted to claim that the FAQ, which was given to NPR and other media outlets, is separate from the Green New Deal's actual objectives. In a press conference last Thursday, Markey sang a different tune about the proposal's prospects of becoming law, telling reporters that he believes more Democrats, and even some Republicans, will back the plan. "This is now a voting issue across the country," Markey said. "The Green generation has risen up and they are saying they want this issue solved as one of the top two or three issues in the 2020 election. A coalition of labor, economic justice, racial justice, indigenous, and environmental organizations immediately announced their support."